All right, welcome to the show, everybody. So glad you've hopped in here on One Guy with a Mic, Dingers and Dunks. It's our NWBA playoff special. I understand we're about a few games into this bad boy, but you know what? We're going to give you a nice little short podcast on my thoughts on the NBA playoffs. But first, appreciate everybody tuning into the MLB preview shows. Those were fantastic. Loved having the boys on, so that was always a fun time. As you may know, we're getting right around to the NFL draft time, so we're going to put another out banger out for the NFL draft this week as well. Hoping to have that out Wednesday at some point, so then that way we are ahead of the curve. And if we're not ahead of the curve, so be it. Not going to be the end of the world, I guess. You know what I mean? So, with that said, we are, first of all, we are affiliated with shankagolf.com. So go to shankagolf.com and go ahead and purchase all your golf club, all your golf guys' needs. All right? Or gals. They have both. Shankagolf.com. Go ahead and use that promo code OneGuy when you go ahead and check out. That'll save you some dough on that. Also, we are also hooked up with freshenuphydration.com as well. It's an energy drink that you can get a subscription to that will deliver every 2 weeks for you for the low price of $33 for 12 cans. And again, if you use the code OneGuy, you'll get 10% off that as well. So those are the two spots we're with now. We're also with DRF Sportsbook as well. If you would like the link to get the up to $250 match on your first deposit, please email me at oneguywithamic@gmail.com, and then I will send that to you. And just click that link, set it up, and make your first deposit, and then go ahead and make your first bet. You know, all good things are happening over here. We're also starting a new podcast. So it's going to be our third podcast. As you know, on Wednesdays, we have a podcast with our buddy Mike with the Veggie Out with the 80s Boys. Well, now we're going to start doing a team-centered podcast. And that team is the WNBA back-to-back champions, Las Vegas Aces. First episode of that will be out here in the next week or week and a half. Then we will do weekly shows of that as well, where we'll talk about what we see what happened the previous week, what the upcoming week's going to look like, who our matchups are, and just give you a nice little analysis of what's going on there. But we're here for one thing and one thing only right now today, boys and girls, and that's the NBA playoffs. Finally, the best of basketball has finally arrived. We all know the regular season kind of is a lull. It's kind of a just get me to the playoffs, because that's when teams start playing, it seems like, a little bit harder. That's when you're going to get the stars out all the time as well. So, with that in mind, where do we start with first? We might as well start with the East. All right. With the East, we have your 1-8 matchup is the Celtics Heat. Your 2-7 matchup is the Knicks 76ers. The Bucks are your, and Pacers are your 3-6 matchup. And your 4-5 is the Cavs and Magic. All right. As of now, we have a 1-0 lead in the Celtics Heat matchup. The 2-0 lead is the Knicks 76ers matchup. We'll touch base on that game. The Bucks are up 1-0 on the Pacers, which surprises me without Giannis, but it's Dame time in Milwaukee. And the Cavs are up 2-0 on the Orlando Magic in that part of the country. All right, so let's first talk about the Celtics and Heat. All right, let's start about what the best team in the NBA is, the Boston Celtics. Their regular season was phenomenal, right, boys and girls? Yes, it was. You know why it was phenomenal? Because they put up 64 wins, which was the most by any team in the league. They won their division. They won their Eastern Conference by 14 games over the Knicks. The Knicks were closer to the Hawks than what they were to the Boston Celtics. Just saying. And by the way, the Hawks were the 10th seed. Just so that's how that happened. So you got the Bucks or the Celtics, sorry. You got the Celtics, they're having 120.6 points per game, only get them 109.2. It's 11.4 differential, right? They went 7-3 in their last 10 before they went into the playoffs. 37-4 at home. You're not winning at the TD Ameritrade Garden or whatever it's fucking called these days. Who the hell knows? It's not the Boston Garden, that's for sure. There'd be water on the court from the hockey if it was the Garden, boys and girls. So, where do I see this matchup going? Well, I see the Celtics just winning it all, or winning this matchup anyway. Not winning. We'll get to see who's going to win it all here in a few. But the Celtics are definitely going to win the series. I think it's going to be a gentleman sweep. It's going to be 4-1 Celtics. I think Miami gets one in Miami, probably game three. Usually game three is the one where everybody kind of gets when it's a 2-0 series, and you know it's going to be kind of a sweep. So that one's pretty easy to pick. Next up, you got the Knicks 76ers, and obviously that game's up 2-0, right? So we're 2 up on that. With the Knicks, and that was a crazy scenario in game two where they all of a sudden, like, bam, they're winning the game. 76ers filed a grievance, but who cares, because I love Nick Nurse, but the 76ers just look lost right now. They only got two guys going right now, and that's Maxey and Embiid, and Embiid's even still just trying to get back after being injured most of the season, or most of the way down the stretch. So Embiid says that the 76ers are going to win despite down 2-0. I'm not for sure about that. The Knicks are looking pretty tough, and they're spreading the ball around. They don't have Julius Randle, so they're able to spread the ball around a lot. So I'm liking what the Knicks are doing. So we're going Knicks on this one, not just because they're up 2-0, but they were actually my pick originally. Next up, you got the Bucks Pacers. Giannis is out, not for sure how long. Damian Lillard is going to be carrying this team. Chris Middleton, you know, those two guys are going to have to be your top two guys. And when you're paying Chris Middleton to be like a 2-3 guy, you might as well have him show up to be like a 2-3 guy, right? So Dame Lillard is going to be doing Dame things because it's called Dame time, baby. I do not see – I see this series going 6, all right, maybe 7. I feel like these two teams are really matched up well. I'm going to go – I have the Pacers to pick, and I'm still going to stick with the Pacers to pick because without Giannis, I think it's still going to be hard for to get that consistency out of Chris Middleton, because even Giannis couldn't get that consistency out of Chris Middleton except for when they had their championship run. So definitely going Pacers, and I'm probably going to say it's going to take 7. Next up, you got the Cavs Magic. Cavs are looking – this is just a grinded-out series. This is the old-fashioned – NBA that everybody loved in the late 80s, early 90s. Low-scoring game. We're grinding it out. I think they had 17 points. I think it was 17-17 after the first quarter in game one. I didn't watch game two because I didn't know it was on. I mean, and so because it's showing on NBA TV. Good luck if you have that. So I'm still going to go. I had the Cavaliers picked originally. Still going to go with the Cavs up 2-0, obviously. The Magic are young. They're probably going to be like the Thunder next year with the Thunder of this year. So we're going with the Cavs. So we have matchups of the Celtics and Cavs, and then we got matchups of the Pacers-Knicks, old-fashioned 80s. We're going to go with the Knicks-Pacers, old-fashioned 90s Reggie Miller type stuff. The Knicks, if they continue to play the way they're playing right now, they're just gelled. They're locked in. The Knicks are going to get past the Pacers probably in 6 and get us over to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, the Celtics, I think the Celtics are going to lose one game out of this series against the Cavs. Jason Tatum is just on a different hemisphere right now. He's just on a different planet. He's just out of his mind right now. And if he's not the league MVP this year, there's something wrong. Best player on the best team. That's how league MVP should be decided. Jason Tatum's been the best player on the best team, and the Celtics have had the East locked up forever and a day. So, Celtics over Cavs in 5. That leaves the Celtics-Knicks in the finals. A little 1-2 action. Celtics are just too strong. I don't have to really break this game down for you. I'm just going to tell you right now, Celtics are way too strong. They're the strongest team out in the East. The East has always been lackluster, and that's still the case it is. So I'm taking Celtics in 5 again. So they lose 3 games throughout the entire Eastern Conference playoffs side of the bracket. Let's go over to the West. You got Thunder as a 1. You got the Pelicans is the 8. You got the Nuggets, Lakers. You got the T-Wolves, Suns. And you got the Clippers, Mavs, right? So, let's start with the Thunder Pelicans. Now, maybe this game was the one that was 17-17. I don't know. One of these games is in game one was 17-17 that I was watching. And I couldn't believe it. So, Thunder, they've been the best team in the West, argumentatively. I do feel like the Pelicans are right there with them, though. If they have Zion, I feel like this series is completely different. I feel like there could be an 8-1 upset here if Zion was available. Obviously, Zion's hurt, so we don't know when his availability is. And the Thunder, I think, are just going to get it done. I think SGA and Chet and Josh Giddey are just going to get it done. And Dort, I think those guys are just going to get it done to where the Thunder get past the Pelicans. Nuggets, Lakers. Oh, my God, what a game two. Jamal Murray with the game winner, right? Right over Anthony Davis with a little step-back jumper from the side, a la shades of Kawhi Leonard for the Toronto Raptors over the 76ers. You'll say, Lakers had a 20-point lead, and the Nuggets said, don't worry, no one goes anywhere yet, okay? Nuggets came back and won. It was fantastic. It was a great finish. I love LeBron getting beat in Denver for, what, the 9th consecutive time? So that's always fun. I never wish ill on anybody, and I really don't wish ill on LeBron. I just don't want him to see him. LeBron's like the villain of the NBA right now, okay? He should just go away. Like, I understand he's still playing at a high level, but he should just be gone, all right? And that's not being a homer for Jordan either, by the way. Like, I just dislike LeBron. I've always disliked LeBron. So, as a person, he's cool. Like, what he did for the city of Akron, awesome. What he did for those kids, awesome. But as a basketball player, I just don't like him. And I understand he's one of the smartest guys. But Chad, he's one of the smartest guys on the court, and he can blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care. I don't like the way he plays. He runs up and down the court, dunks for the longest time. Still doesn't really have a consistent jumper. He missed a wide-open three last night to seal the game. And why are you taking a wide-open three? First of all, you're going to look at the defender to your left, take a wide-open three. Like, it was ridiculous. Just saying. Nuggets are going to win that series in 5, hands down. T-Wolves Suns. I thought this was going to be a little better of a series, but Anthony Edwards is on a different planet with Jason Tatum. Like, I think those two are right there are legit on the same planet. All right? Just balling it out on each side of the court, on each side of the playoffs right now. Suns look lost. Suns look soft. They thought they're putting Bradley Beal with Booker and Durant was going to be a good thing, and it's not a good thing because Durant needs his shots, Booker needs to make plays, and Beal's not a setup shooter. That's a problem. When you don't have those three guys are basically the same player at different heights. Just saying. So, T-Wolves are going to win this one probably in 6. I get the Suns getting at least 2. Now, you get my favorite team, the LA Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. What a way, what a show out that first game. First of all, Paul Pierce had like 11 points, I'm pretty sure, the entire game. James Harden did James Harden things. Ivica Zubac put up 20 points, the first time he had 20 points in the playoffs. Like, what the Clippers did without Paul George basically playing and Kawhi Leonard not playing is what's going to happen in the series. If PG shows up in game 2, and it's winning by 12 is going to be no contest. Like, they cruised to an easy victory here. I think Luka and Kyrie are a little bit lost. I don't think Luka's as much lost as Kyrie is. I think Kyrie just shows up and is like, I'm here to play. But they don't have enough role players around those two to really get through this matchup. So that's my problem with that. I think the Clippers take it in 6, honestly. So that's a good spot. So that leaves us Thunder, Clippers, Nuggets, T-Wolves, top 4 teams in the West, obviously move on. So who we got? Well, I'm taking the Clippers over the Thunder, hands down. The Thunder aren't there yet. The Clippers hopefully have Kawhi back. And with the Clippers have Kawhi, PG, James Harden, Russ, Zubac, all running on high cylinders, that's throwing out Man, Powell. Like, the problem with the thing with the Clippers is they're 12 guys deep. They're 10, 12 guys deep, right? So they can just keep throwing bodies at you. Like, Mason, Plumlee, for crying out loud, center. Like, Bones Highland. Like, they can just keep throwing guys at you. Like, just, and it's, they can do a hockey lineup, which I love. So, Thunder aren't prepared for that. Thunder aren't going to get past the Clippers. So, Clippers are going to go to the Western Conference Finals for the second time in franchise history, boys and girls. Yes, that's right. You've heard it now. Two times in the franchise's history. Then you got the T-Wolves and the Nuggets on the other end. Now, this is going to be the best matchup of the NBA. And this is why I think the NBA should just go to an all-16-team playoff scenario, where you take the top 16 teams or top 20 teams and have that scenario, or I guess the top 24 teams, and have them all there, and then just line them up according to the way they are with record. Because I don't want to see a Nuggets and T-Wolves semifinals matchup. This probably could have been a finals matchup if they're on the opposite side of the bracket. That's what I want to see. I want to see more. I think the NBA should adapt more of the March Madness feel or the hockey feel right now and have like little segments and then break it down. I think that's how we should do this from now on. I think the NBA needs to rethink about their playoff brackets, but that's a podcast for another day. So this one right now, we're talking about the Nuggets, T-Wolves. T-Wolves are hot. Jokic. Oh my God. The Joker and Jamal Murray. This matchup's legit a coin toss for me. It could go either way. I could see, but I'm going to give it to the Nuggets just because they're the vets. They've been there before. This will be their, third Western Conference Finals? Yeah, this will be their third Western Conference Finals this year. They've won one title out of the deal in the last 4 years. So we're going to give it to the Nuggets. They're going to move on and face the Clippers. The Clippers are going to have to go to Mile High. I think they still won. All right. I think that they get one in Denver. They go win. They split the series all the way through. And the Clippers and Nuggets are going to go seven games. And then whoever comes out of the West is just going to be beat up. And then they have to go to Boston to play the Celtics in the finals. And I really think Clippers get out of it. Get out of the West. They make the first ever franchise finals, which is great going into a new stadium next year. But I think the Celtics are just too much. If Tatum Brown can stay hot, the Celtics are going to hang another banner in the rafters. That's how I feel this playoff's going to go. As I told you, this is going to be a short one, and that's what I like to do. I like to leave them short and edgy. This is no fluff today, boys and girls. So, really appreciate you tuning in. Celtics are going to be your WNBA champions, your NBA champions. Make sure that you tune in to my podcast with Vegi, with the 80s Boys, with my boy Mike. It's really kind of his podcast. I mean, not really. We do it together, but he does most of the hard work for it. Also, starting the new podcast, All In with the Las Vegas Aces. That's going to start coming out in May. So, we got some big things coming up. It's going to be a great time. I appreciate each and every single one of you that listens to this show, listens to the episode, follows me on Twitter, follows me on Twitch, hangs out with me in Discord. Wherever you find me, I'm appreciative of every single one of you. So on that note, take care of yourself and each other.